This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
That's fun. Now we have on the phone our next guest with us.
And we love having him on because he gives away money. He's a man that likes to give away
money.
Just
throw it around, doesn't he? Now we've got Simon Warrender here to talk to us about the Melbourne Prize. Welcome to the show, Simon.
Hello, Neil and David. Thank you for having me on your show.
We always love having you on. As we said, we love talking to you because you give money away to people in the arts. And explain, Warren, well before
Simon.
Simon, sorry. Yeah, that's your surname, I actually said. Tell us, Simon, a little bit about you and how the Melbourne Prize came about.
Well, that's a good question, David. We're celebrating our 18th year now. I started the prize in 2005. It came about from an earlier project, was the idea for a children's garden at the Botanic Gardens. And I really, at the time, was at a bit of a crossroad in my career. And it just came to me that Melbourne, being in the early stage of its cultural renaissance, needed a prize named after the city rather than after a person or a company, and it's really proven to be we've had great success on that basis, and as I say, we're in our 18th year with the Melbourne Prize for Music,
and it's music this year. But the wonderful thing is there's over $90,000 worth of prize, which is phenomenal.
Well, it is quite something. We give away each year between 90, sometimes we, depending on the year, whether it be literature or sculpture, we sometimes give away 120. This year it's 90, which has been made available by our partners and patrons. But the good thing is that it positions Melbourne as really offering the most valuable cross-genre music prize in Australia, which is good for the city, good for the state.
Yeah. Now, and the wonderful thing, Simon, is that it's on a rotating system. This year it's music. Last year it was literature. What's next year?
Next year is we go back to the beginning of what we call our three-year cycle, which is what we call urban sculpture, which is sculpture really in the public domain.
Yeah. And who won literature last year? Because he's a favourite of both Neil and I. He's a very famous writer.
The wonderful Christos Tsiolkas, who won our first the Literature Prize in 2006 for a book called Dead Europe, which was our best book award. And then 15 years later, he went on to win the Melbourne Prize for Literature, which really followed the rise in his career. He's arguably one of our, he's really internationally famous now.
Absolutely.
And he's wonderful.
And the thing, Simon, is that it's the Melbourne Prize is actually for the whole body of work. It's not just one piece. I mean, obviously, he won earlier for one of his novels.
Yep.
But the last year's one was for everything that he'd done to date, isn't it?
That's right. The Literature Prize and the Music Prize, the main prize, which is called the Melbourne Prize, is $60,000, and it is for a body of work. But it's also a contribution to Australian cultural and intellectual life as well.
Mm. And for those who don't know, Head On was adapted from one of his books. He also wrote The Slap as well. Mm. And when he won the prize, we organised through you to have a chat with him. And Simon, he was overjoyed and especially considering that he's a well-known writer and he's had great success, but he said this just, it gives him the credentials like being called a winner of the Melbourne Prize, and also it gave him that feeling of, oh, I can take a deep breath and keep on doing what I'm doing, and financially it puts him in a good place.
Yeah, that is. I mean, obviously, the amount of money is one thing, and that is life changing for an artist, a writer in Christos's case, but also the accolade as well. I mean, I've been told by the winners of each year the amount of the groundswell of support and feedback they get when they win the prize is again life changing for them. And Christos said to me many years ago, the money that he received from his first win in 06 gave him the time and the freedom to finish the slap. So, you know, him as an example of a winner in literature has been, you know, it's and there's many other stories as well.
Of course. Now, as we've been saying, this year, the 2022 Melbourne Prize is for music, and entries are now open for all genres. And there's three categories. Tell us what they are, Simon.
David, yes, entries have opened. They close on July the 11th at 5 p.m. We have three main categories, and there's a fourth. So I'll run through them quickly. The Melbourne Prize for Music is for a body of work, and it's also for contribution to Australian music. It's $60,000, and that's all genres of music. Then we have what's called the Bulura Emerging Composers Award, and that's $20,000, and that is speaks for itself. It will be given to an emerging composer to progress their composition work. Then we have the Professional Development Award, which is $10,000 plus a $1,000 Qantas voucher. And that is, again, what it says it is. It's professional development. We also have a Civic Choice Award. So when the finalists are announced on September 7th, the public can vote for a finalist in the Melbourne Prize who will win $2,000. But this year, just a point on the prizes, we're gearing them more towards professional development, because the times in which we live, you know, we want to try and help as much as we can.
And it's so good that this music prize, some people that have won it over time, you know, like, you're not thinking just classical music people, are you? It can be contemporary music as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had composers. We've had Kutcher Edwards has won the... In past years, we've Paul Grabowski, we've had a wonderful drummer, David Jones, who was in John Farnham's band when he was, years gone by. Yeah. So, it is very much for cross-genre. And I think the judges we get each year, we try and reflect that in the judging panel.
And how do you choose the judges, Simon? Where do they come from? Because music, you would have very different to the literature, wouldn't you?
Well, that's a good question, David. What I do is I put the judging panel together, but I really listen to others, and that's been the key of, you know, one of my things in putting this together. And we now have past winners sitting in the judging panel.
Ah, good.
And then we have identities within the music sector that perhaps represent a genre that we want reflected on the panel.
Yep. And how
but
many...
It's a gut feel. It's a gut feel.
Right. And how many people, Simon, are on the panel?
Well, we're finding now we have a smaller panel, which creates an interesting outcome. We have three this year, and I'm happy to name them if you'd like.
Sure,
to.
Yeah.
We have the wonderful soprano Deborah Cheatham.
Yeah.
Who won the Melbourne Prize for Music last time we ran it in 2019. Ben Northey, who I think is the guest conductor at the MSO this year.
He is, yes.
And a wonderful lady called Helen Marcoux, who really is, you know, she really is centre to the sort of contemporary music scene in Melbourne and the indie scene.
Yeah.
And she's been a judge in the past as well. So there's a nice sort of collection of genres, collection of interests that hopefully will cover as broad a range as possible when it comes to judging.
And Simon, do you stick your nose in and go, oh, no, I don't like this one, you're like, or do you stay out of it completely?
No, look, David, I sit in the meetings and I've got to sit on my hands and put a clothes peg on my mouth.
Yeah,
I can't. I get a lot of entrants ringing me and asking me questions and how to enter, and it would be not right for me to sit on the panel. So I just make good sandwiches, serve coffee, and keep my mouth shut.
And mentioning that, how do you find out more information about it? Where do you go?
The best thing for people to do is to go to our website, which is melbourneprize.org, and on our website we have a range of information about us. We have about the prizes, the judges, past winners, but importantly there's the entry form. So, and it's a very, very simple online form, and people can, it's really a one-stop shop.
Right, and entries close on?
July the 11th at 5 p.m. sharp.
Right, okay, so people don't put it off. If you're thinking, yes, I should do something about this, go on onto the website now. It's melbourneprize.org and do it, because you never know. You know, like you think, oh, I'd never be in the running here, but you just never know, Simon, do you?
Well, you don't, and we get, given that we're a Victorian, you have to be a Victorian resident. It's a Victorian prize.
Yep.
And we get hundreds of entries, and you're right, you know, the old saying, you have to be in it to win it. And there's a great collegiate spirit once we announce the finalists and the winners, so, yeah, I mean, it's a good thing.
Brilliant. And there is a finalist are announced on Wednesday the 7th of September, is that right?
That's right, and that's when the public voting for the Civic Choice Award opens.
Right, and then the winners announced on Wednesday the 9th of November.
That's right, yep.
Okay, look, I just really admire what you do here, Simon. I think it's the most wonderful thing. And the fact is that it's not just the same, like arts every year. You change it up every 3 years, and it's a wonderful prize. So congratulations on what you've done.
David, Neil, thank you so much, and thanks for your interest in what we do. Much appreciated.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Absolutely. That's what we're here for.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. We've been talking to Simon Warrender here about the Melbourne Prize here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.